are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was the accomplished modern-day award-winning jazz pianist Justin Coughlin, starting this hour of Neon Jazz together with his tune For Clark, in honor of his mentor, Mr. Clark Terry, off his 2015 album called Dedication. He has a gift for the piano, and his path in music began at the age of 4 when he learned to play the violin. This gave him the confidence and knowledge to branch out to the piano. By the age of 6, he was performing at concerts, nursing homes, and weddings. As a child, he had a rare eye disease that led him to lose his eyesight, but over the years, he has been fortunate to learn from the masters of jazz, and he's stuck with it, like Mulgrew Miller, Harold Mayburn, and most importantly, the great legend Clark Terry. He was the subject of an award-fetching 2014 documentary called Keep On Keepin' On that documented his mentorship and friendship with Clark leading up to the Thelonious Monk International Competition. In the afterglow, Clark's good friend Quincy Jones took Justin under his wings via performances on the road and a superb debut album. Along with his talent, he has a very wise and chiseled outlook on both jazz and the world at large. During a recent interview with Neon Jazz, he answered a question that has always been in the back of my mind. How do jazz musicians stay so humble and grounded with their greatness? This is Justin's take on it.
I think being a jazz musician, you have no choice but to be humbled. If you're really honest, it's always a humbling thing to be involved with, because you may think, oh man, I'm really smoking now, you know, I'm in a really good place. And then, I mean, nowadays you just pull a video up on YouTube of some 5-year-old just murdering, you know, giant steps. And it's like,
yeah.
you got to be humbled by that. You know, there's just so many brilliant things going on and have gone on. You know, I always remember Herbie in an interview saying anytime he was feeling particularly cocky, he would turn on Arcadium and he would immediately be humbled. And that's just how it is.
The world has just started to get to know Justin, and man, that is a good thing. There's plenty more to come. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the Jazz Magnet in the middle of America, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, ready to give you something to look forward to, one more hour of jazz. Coming your way next is the great New York City trumpeter, composer, and actor, Louis Soloff, who just left us in March of 2015. This cat worked with the greats like Gil Evans, Tony Scott, and Maynard Ferguson, along with Tito Puente. Here he is in 1997 with the tune Nostalgia.
Hey, all you beautiful creatures out there in Kansas City, this is Nick Sanders from Brooklyn, New York, and you are listening to Joe DeVino on Neon Jazz.
Was jazz pianist and composer, along with part-time painter, Jutta Hip, with her quintet on a live cut of Anything Goes from Frankfurt in 1954. She started playing piano at the age of 9, an act that was frowned upon by Nazi Germany at the time. So Hip listened to it during clandestine gatherings in friends' homes and during bombing raids. But after the war, she became a displaced person and suffered from malnutrition and lacked the most basic necessities. At that time in her life, she had a son named Lionel in 1948, named after Lionel Hampton. It was fathered by an African-American GI, and due to the circumstances at the time, Hip had to give it up for adoption. She began playing jazz professionally in 1951 when she got back up on her feet with saxophonist Hans Kohler. She went on to make her name a big one in the world of jazz, gigging with cats like Art Blakey and Zoot Sims in New York City. But eventually, alcoholism took over, but we still have all of that great Jutta Hip music. Here's the very versatile Teddy Charles next on the show with the 1959 tune Airmail Special off a Salute to Hamp album. We'll be right back.
Everyone, this is former Kansas Cityan and UMKC alumnus Zach Albetta, currently residing and playing in Los Angeles, California. I miss you all, I love you all, and you are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
No need to get up. Away. And that laundry pile will have to wait
the burner gets hot. Honey, you know I love your cooking a lot.
I heard that.
Well, like it or not, it's melting your pot.
Oh, there's nothing to do but make dog eyes at you.
While the new dog,
oh, man, it's really blowing. We're making a plan.
A plan.
Oh, like nobody can.
Oh, man, but honey, we conspire like a house on fire. Day off boogie with you.
That was the Kansas City Jazzy Duo of Victor and Penny, or Jeff Frelling and Aaron McGrain, with the 2014 tune Day Off Boogie. Their combo of a fiery ukulele and red-hot jazz guitar have a very swinging and memorable vibe. Jeff was a part of the Chicago Blue Man Group and attended the Berklee School of Music, while Aaron was a part of a cabaret group and George Clooney's Up in the Air. These two do their best to add another component to a very thriving KC jazz scene with a great live act and a very impressive album they just released. We need to keep in the cool around here on the program, and the Prez is in demand. From 1949, here's Lester Young with I Cover the Waterfront.
audience. My name is Jerry Bergonzi, and I'm a fan of Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino. You should be listening to the station. It's fantastic.
That was Kansas City's Jorge Arana with his trio with the 2012 tune I'm an Omnivore off their album called Mapache. Billed as an avant-rock group, they blend the genres of rock, jazz, noise, classical, horror, video game, freeform, punk, and other little aspects into their arsenal of sound. And the band features Jorge on the guitar and keys, Jason Nash on bass, and Josh Enyard on the drums. And these guys are very good, another very key element to a very cool Kansas City scene. Let's keep the momentum going in full force on this hour of jazz together. Here's Woody Herman and his orchestra with 1939's Woodchopper's Ball.
Thank you. This is George G. from the George G. Swing Orchestra in New York City. Joe Domino of Neon Jazz and myself want to make sure that you know that swing makes you happy.
We would like to play a very solid number, very groovy, titled The Groove Juice Special.
Hit that dive deck, put it in your pocket till I get back. Going downtown, see a man and ain't got time to shake your hand. Hit that dive deck, put it in your pocket till I get back. Going downtown, see a man and ain't got time to shake your hand. Standing on the corner,
oh yeah,
off of the jive. When you meet old school boy, ask him to give you five trolley. Hit that dive deck, put it in your pocket till I get back. Going downtown, see a man. Till I get back, going downtown, see a man. I ain't got time to shake your hand. Hit that jive jack, put it in your pocket till I get back.
That was singer, songwriter, guitarist, pianist, and vibraphonist Slim Gilyard with his tune Opera and Vaut, Parts 1 and 2. And for the record, his vocally singing and wordplay is a language that he touted as calling Vaut. There are disputes as to his origins, but it has been widely recognized that he was born in Cuba and his childhood was spent cutting sugarcane and picking bananas, as well as occasionally going to the sea with his father. He finally made his way to Detroit to work at Ford and then became a part of the jazz scene in the late 1930s as a part of Slim and Slam, a jazz novelty act he formed with bassist Slam Stewart. With the tune Alfie off their 2013 album Handpicked, here's the great Earl Klugh.
I'm Baggett, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. We'll be right back.
That was one of the most celebrated jazz trombonists in jazz, Albert Mangelsdorf, with the 1965 song Sakura Waltz off his album Now Jazz Ramwong. Born in Frankfurt, Germany, he was given violin lessons as a child and was self-taught on the guitar. Then the trombone came along. Here's another connection to Jutta Hibb. He played with her along with the bands of Joe Klemm, Hans Kohler, and the Frankfurt All-Stars, and he moved on to having a very long and accomplished jazz career. Here's the great jazz guitarist Martin Taylor live in 1998 with the tune I Got Rhythm, and oh yes he did, right here on Neon Jazz.
Thank you.
And with that, our final cut on the show comes from alto and tenor saxophonist, composer, and bandleader Nick Hempton with the 2011 song Art is in the Groove off his album called The Business. This modern-day cat has been in New York since 2004 and headlines clubs throughout the city. And we have to say this before we get out of here. Thanks to you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man with that Nebraska touch, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
At the controls, man.
Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Neon Jazz.